It's a shame you can't ride Bull half as good as you can talk it, the redhead said coolly and turned back around. That didn't bother Dally in the least.
You two barrel race, huh?
You'd better leave us alone, the redhead said in a biting voice, or I'll call the cops.
Oh, my, my.
Dally looked bored.
You've got me scared to death. You ought to see my record sometime, baby.
He grinned slyly.
Guess what I've been in for?
Please leave us alone, she said. Why don't you be nice and leave us alone? Dally grinned roguishly.
I'm never nice. Want a Coke?
She was mad by then. I wouldn't drink it if I was starving in the desert. Get lost, hood. Dally merely shrugged and strolled off. The girl looked at me. I was half scared of her. I'm half scared of all nice girls, especially socious. Are you going to start in on us? I shook my head, wide-eyed. No. Suddenly she smiled. Gosh, she was pretty. You don't look the type. What's your name? I wished she hadn't asked me that. I hate to tell people my name for the first time. Pony Boy Curtis. Then I waited for the, you're kidding, or that's your real name, or one of the other remarks I usually get. Pony Boy's my real name, and personally, I like it. The redhead just smiled. That's an original and lovely name. My dad was an original person, I said. I've got a brother named Soda Pop, and it says so on his birth certificate. My name's Sherry, but I'm called Cherry because of my hair. Cherry Valance. I know, I said. You're a cheerleader. We go to the same school. You don't look old enough to be going to high school, the dark-haired girl said. I'm not. I got put up a year in grade school. Cherry was looking at me. What's a nice, smart kid like you running around with trash like that for? I felt myself stiffen. I'm a grease, same as Dally. He's my buddy. I'm sorry, Pony Boy, she said softly. Then she said briskly, Your brother Soda Pop, does he work at a gasoline station, a DX, I think? Yeah. Man, your brother is one doll. I might have guessed you were brothers. You look alike. I grinned with pride. I don't think I look one bit like Soda, but it's not every day I hear socias telling me they think my brother is a doll. Didn't he used to ride in rodeos? Saddle bronc? Yeah. Dad made him quit after he tore a ligament, though. We still hang around rodeos a lot. I've seen you two barrel race. You're good. Thanks, Cherry said. And the other girl, who was named Marcia, said, How come we don't see your brother at school? He's not any older than 16 or 17, is he? I winced inside. I've told you I can't stand it that Soda dropped out. He's a dropout, I said roughly. Dropout made me think of some poor, dumb-looking hoodlum wandering the streets breaking out streetlights. It didn't fit my happy-go-lucky brother at all. It fitted Dally perfectly, but you could hardly say it about Soda. Johnny came back then and sat down beside me. He looked around for Dally, then managed to shy hi to the girls and tried to watch the movie. He was nervous, though. Johnny was always nervous around strangers. Cherry looked at him, sizing him up as she had me. Then she smiled softly, and I knew she had sized him up right.